This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to the show as we continue on. Time now to turn our attention to University of Miami baseball. And joining me now, my broadcast partner on ACC Network Extra and the ESPN app, former Hurricanes infielder Wicho Hernandez. And Hurricanes are coming off we'll call it a two-game sweep of North Carolina State tomorrow at home against FIU. But Wicho, going into Sunday's game, Hurricanes had won 10 in a row. That's where it stands. But Sunday's game was eventually postponed because of rain, with Miami leading 2-0. But they are playing their best baseball, not only of this season, but of the last couple of years.
Yeah, no doubt. This is the best version of this Hurricane baseball program we've seen in the last few years. They've really had a historical turnaround. What they've done since the end of March to now has just been incredible. And as you mentioned, they win two this weekend against NC State, which is a big victory for them, because NC State coming in was ranked 13th. They were number one in the ACC. They still left the weekend in the top of the standings because that Sunday game, as you mentioned, was canceled, unfortunately, since the Canes were up 2-0. But, you know, with that staff has done with this program and those players this year has really just been something remarkable.
You talk about finding a player to put a team on his shoulders, and the epitome of that this season has been Daniel Cuvée. His last 10 games is hitting almost .600. He's been incredible. What have you seen in his approach that has allowed him to catch fire?
I think two things come to mind. The first one, it's not necessarily his approach, but he's having fun. Joe, I mean, if you're around this kid over the last month of the season, you're seeing a kid that's having a lot of fun out there. So I think with anything you do in life, whether it's sports or not sports, you got to really enjoy what you're doing. And it looks like he's having fun out there. Second part of it is, I thought early in the year he was very, very, very aggressive at the plate, swung at a lot of pitches out of the zone, put himself in 0-2, 1-2 counts. It seems like every at bat right away. Since then, he's really been much more selective at the plate. So he's still aggressive, but he's really laying off those pitches that early in the season were outside the zone and he was swinging at them. So now you're seeing him a lot more 2-0 counts, 2-1 counts. And even when he swings first pitch on some of these at-bats, he's swinging at pitches that are in the zone and having a lot of success. So he's as good as anyone in the country right now.
J.D. Arteaga and Laz Gutierrez made some critical moves in the pitching staff, some by injury, some probably based on what they were seeing. But A.J. Siskar pitched a gem on Saturday night. Darius was pitching well on Sunday before the game was postponed. The two freshmen have gone into the rotation on Saturday and Sunday. They've really brought stability to the rotation, and Brian Walters in the bullpen as a closer has been lights out.
Yeah, when you look at the success Miami's had over the last month, and it goes back to almost when Coach Morris was coaching here, they found a way to shorten the game. So it starts with the two moves, as you mentioned, the freshmen on Saturday and Sunday. They've done a great job. If you watch their starts, they're going 5 or 6 innings each of their starts. This weekend, Siskar did a great job on Saturday. I think he pitched 6 2/3. And as you mentioned, Darius was off to a great start. He gave up one hit over 3 innings on Sunday. But they found a way to shorten the game on the back end. Walters has been just absolutely lights out to close the game. So you've seen him go 2 innings. You've seen him close games 1 inning. But that makes your game now a 6 or 7 inning game. And Fisher, who they really had high hopes for when the season started, has found his way here at Miami now. I mean, he's been really good in the setup role. And don't forget Will Smith, who's really been great as well. So for Coach Arteaga and the rest of the coaches, they've really found a little bit of magic when it comes to that rotation. And it's really helped the back end of the bullpen as well.
They have this odd record where Miami has won more games when they've made more errors than the opponent this season. That being said, they're playing with two center fielders right now, Torres in center, Peralta in right. Again, that kind of because of an injury situation. But overall, their defense has been much better.
Yeah, no doubt. A couple things there. You mentioned the first one, the two center fielders playing at one time is great because you cover a ton of ground out there. So that works well. But You know, on the infield, I mean, they've turned more double plays as of late than they did in the first half of the season. So when you look at the middle, Dorian Gonzalez doing a great job, very steady second baseman. Ogden, you can't say enough about him. I mean, he's done such a great job for this team this year. But defensively, he's as solid as it gets at shortstop. Cuvée's done a great job at third base. And then, you know, don't underestimate the move at first base. Renzo Gonzalez really gives you a ton of range at first base, especially in an era where you're playing the shift so much. I've seen it when they have the shift on and Renzo was basically playing at the second base position, which is incredible considering any ball hit to the left side, he's still got to run the first base and make sure he's there to cover the bag. So I love what they're doing defensively. They've found a nice nine to throw out there. And we didn't mention Smith, but Smith behind the plate's really been as solid as it gets as well.
Over the last month, 14-4. They won 14 of their last 18, 12 of their last 14, I believe it is. Tomorrow night, we'll be on the call. It's FIU. It's a midweek game. FIU tripped them up again 2 weeks ago. So FIU comes in to the light tomorrow. What do you expect in that game?
I mean, I expect a lot of what we've been seeing. I mean, Miami's been playing some good baseball. And in baseball, any given game, someone could beat, you know, anyone could beat anyone. So the fact that, you know, they lost FIU a couple weeks ago, as much as you don't want to lose games, it happens. That's just baseball. That's the way it works. But I would expect Miami to come back out with the same energy we're seeing over the last month. Hopefully they have success once again and set themselves up for another big ACC weekend. They're on the road next weekend against UVA. They got six games left in the ACC schedule, and they've really put themselves in a position to, you know, they might sneak up. You know, we're talking about, you know, now they're in the five spot, I think, in the standings before before the weekend play, that they were, you know, somewhere at nine, but a month ago they were in the bottom of the standings, and now you could argue that they might end up in the top spot. Who knows?
They've six ACC games remaining, and if they have great success in those games in this new ACC format, they could earn a double bye in the ACC tournament, and they could also, I think, still have a chance to host a regional.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing, Joe. If you finish, you know, first, second, or third, and you have a decent conference tournament, I don't know how you don't see Miami sneak into that top 16. I mean, the ACC is still one of the premium conferences out there. It's SEC and ACC, the ones that, you know, you're always arguing which one's better. But a top one or two or three team in the ACC, the way they're playing, I'm not sure how you keep them out of the top 16 if they finish this. They got to obviously finish the way they've been playing lately. If you go back and you look at, you know, whether it's football or baseball or even basketball, they always say it's how you're playing at the end of the season that really matters most. Well, that bodes well for Miami.
Seven games to go. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow for Miami and FIU.
Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure, buddy.
All right, that's my broadcast partner, Wicho Hernandez. We'll have the game on TV tomorrow, Miami and FIU, 6 o'clock from the light. We'll have more on our show. Alex Dono joins us next. We'll talk transfer portal. That's coming up right here on the show right after this.